From NPR and WBEZ Chicago, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. Got an infection? Try some penicillin. Bill Curtis. And here is your host at the Chase Bank Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Bill. Thanks, everybody. We have got a great show for you today. Mainly because later on we're going to be talking to Cyndi Lauper, who more than any other person defined the 1980s, the music, the style, the videos, even pro wrestling, all of it. So in her honor, I have gone all 80s too. I am wearing right now a pastel suit with the sleeves rolled up, and I am also absolutely ripped on cocaine. We know you just want to have fun, so give us a call. Win our prize. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Now let's welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you are on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, everyone. My name is Josh Smith, and I'm from Downers Grove, Illinois.
Well, Downers Grove is not far from here.
Yeah, just out.
I know. You want to drive over? We'll wait.
No, traffic's too bad.
I agree. Well, welcome to our show, Josh. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First up, it's a feature reporter for the style section of the Washington Post. It's Roxanne Roberts.
Hi, Josh.
Hello, hello. Nice to meet you.
Next, a man whose reputation predates him. It's Tom Baudet.
Oh, my gosh.
And finally, returning to our panel, it's a host of The Moth and author of the memoir, The Clancys of Queens. It's Tara Clancy.
Hey, how
Hi.
Are you, honey?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm good.
So, Josh, welcome to the show. I bet you anticipated this, but you're going to play Who's Bill. This time, Bill Curtis is going to start us off with three quotations about the week's news. Your job, successfully identify or explain two of them. You ready to play?
I'm ready.
All right, here is your first quote.
If Meghan can make him happy, I hope he'll be satisfied not being king.
That was actor Samuel L. Jackson, as you can probably tell from Bill's perfect imitation. Who, for some reason, was talking about whose wedding that's taking place on Saturday.
Prince Harry and Meghan Markle.
Yes, exactly right. You got both bride and groom. This weekend, Prince Harry and Meghan Markle are being wed at Windsor Castle in front of 3,200 distinguished guests before an opulent private reception at Frogmore House. How mad are the Markles right now that the bride's family has to pay for everything? Preparations for this wedding, as I'm sure you all know, have been intense. In many ways, it's just like planning a non-royal wedding. The invitations must be made, the silverware selected, but some things are different. For instance, at Ms. Markle's bachelorette party, the penis lollipops were made by Her Majesty's Royal Confectioner.
But Harry never wanted to be king, or at least he said that. I don't think he really wants it. So Samuel's wrong.
Well, he's number six. He's not going to be king.
I mean, that's you know, there could be a giant sinkhole or something. Well,
I mean, look at his dad. I mean, Charles has been number one for, like, the last 85 years or something, right? I mean, seriously, if you're number six, it ain't happening.
Yeah. Yeah. And this is interesting. Meghan Markle, apparently, because she's marrying into the royal family, she had to undergo security training, which seriously entailed her being fake kidnapped and subjected to live gunfire. They don't really need to do that. It's just how the royal family messes with people. Oh, yes, Meghan, we all have to do this. Here, let me blindfold you.
No, she said, that's okay. I did that on season two of Deal or No Deal.
Yes, I actually did not know this until this week, that I knew that Meghan Markle had been an actress, of course, but I did not know that, like, part of her career was being one of the briefcase girls on Deal or No Deal.
Yeah.
And it, I mean, we are living inside a Hallmark film.
Yeah.
You know what I didn't know?
I didn't know.
I think it's Tostitos, but she had done an ad. Is it Tostitos? Does anybody else?
I don't follow the royals that closely.
Okay, well, listen. Apparently, she did an ad, you know, for Tostitos, and you know, to celebrate her, they've, like, come out with this royal, like, Tostitos cake where they do, like, 7-layer dip with all the Tostitos, and they're sort of presenting this as, like, their royal wedding present, you know?
What you're telling me is, like, there's
going to
be
highbrow.
A royal footman.
Yeah.
You know, in the livery walking up with, like, a 7-layer dip.
Exactly. Yep.
I like it.
Yeah.
So how much do you think
the British are going to regret bringing an American into.
Yeah, they got the freaking Tostitos cake. It's over. Yeah.
Once they see that Tostitos cake coming through the door, they're going to go, oh my God, here we go.
This is just the beginning, isn't it?
Yeah. I feel, you know, my son is named Harry. Did you know that?
Yeah, no. I did not know
that. Okay. So my firstborn son, I named him Ray. You know, Ray Clancy, right? He will punch you in the nuts.
That's exactly what I would expect of someone that, just something about the name.
So the second guy, he had a really difficult birth. He had a really long and difficult birth. And I feel like we named him in vengeance. We named him Harry. Harry Clancy. It's like, he will sell you a used Honda. No.
I just... Yeah. You know, it's always interesting to meet people who have such specific dreams for their children. All right, Josh. Josh, your next quote is from Time Magazine, explaining the useful consequence of a ruling made by the Supreme Court this week.
Watching golf won't be a drag.
What did the Supreme Court rule was legal this week?
Hint?
Hint. Well, imagine watching golf and seeing somebody lining up a putt and shouting, come on, baby needs a new pair of shoes.
Oh, sports gambling.
Yes, sports gambling. Betting on sports. Very good. Thanks to Justice Samuel Alito, who wrote the opinion and also put down 50 large in the Warriors to win the NBA championship. Sports betting will now be legal across most of the United States. The court ruled that Congress can pass a law outlawing betting on sports, but they can't pass a law saying that states can't legalize it. If that's confusing, don't worry about it. Just get your money down on the Red Sox before they adjust the odds. This is, of course, going to open the floodgates. We'll be betting on football, basketball, hockey, lacrosse, field hockey, basically anything but soccer, because nothing will ever make us interested in soccer.
What does this do to bookies?
Well, that's actually, the bookies are worried because, of course, bookies, you know, the people who handle illegal bets will be put out of business.
So you're still going to need to have, like, a gambling license and all
exactly.
that. To
it, all but right. it'll be legal.
So I can't just take bets at my son's hockey games. It's...
Well, you could.
I just got a ringer on the team.
I know. Just imagine going up to your son and saying, son, tonight is not your night.
Yeah.
All right. Here, Josh, is your last quote. It's from New Age musician Yanni.
I may be biased, but all I hear is Yanni.
He was, of course, weighing in on what great debate that tore our nation asunder this week.
It was like Yanni or Bruno? No.
I'll give it to you. It was Yanni or Laurel. Laurel or Yanni. You remember years ago the internet was consumed by the great gold dress versus blue dress debate? But that was back in a more innocent time when we had no real problems. Now that the world is on fire, we've moved on to more important things. Whether a computerized voice is saying Laurel or Yanny, especially when it's obviously saying Laurel, what is wrong with you?
Oh, God.
Did you hear it?
No.
You didn't get caught up in this?
Okay, of course.
I listened to it.
Yeah.
Everybody listened to it.
What'd you get?
Laurel.
It's Yanny! Oh my goodness! I'm surrounded, people, America! It's Yanny!
It's Laurel!
They're all there.
You know, it's a high pitch, low pitch.
Yes, yes.
And I'm 63 years old and I've been using power tools all my life and I have no high end hearing. Yeah. And I was happy to hear Laurel.
Okay. So. It's actually interesting. You can play with the audio to hear the differences. So if you pull out all the high frequencies, if you just remove them, it sounds like this.
Laurel.
Laurel, right? Pretty clear, right? But if you isolate the high end, it sounds like this.
Yanny.
See? And if you remove everything but the bass notes, you get this.
Bill Curtis.
Bill, how did Josh do in our quiz?
Josh, you got 3-0, and that's perfect.
Congratulations.
Our book.
And Mazel tov, Josh. Thank you so much for coming.
Good luck, Josh.
Bye-bye.
Bye.